All right, then, into our number three. My name is Jim Rome, and it is great to be with you. Great to have you here. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Let me hit you with that telephone number. 1-800-636-8686. 1-800-636-8686. Follow me on Twitter at Jim Rome. Also, email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at Habitake.com. Hit us up. Just checking out Twitter. Baker Mayfield's tweeting. That always pumps me up. I follow Baker Mayfield. I'm all about America's quarterback, America's team, America's coach. 1-800-636-8686. At Cab OC tweets, please cover of Hawk blue mud during the marathon. Thank you. Hey, you know what? Since I'm going to get into this right now, go ahead. Submit your questions. I've got my own Q&A. Submit your own questions. If it's a legitimate question, I'll ask him. All right, so we cover the NCAA tournament. The Sweet 16 tastes like chalk. Because there aren't any Cinderella that are still involved, since there weren't any great upsets, he's got a bunch of people saying, oh, it's chalk, 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 chalk. Really chalky out there. Hey, how you like that chalk? I don't know about you. I'm sick of people talking about chalk. Yeah, we get it. A lot of chalk. We talked UCF and Duke. What a game that was. What an ending to that game. Duke survives and advances. And for those of you that do not like Duke, you really are going to be upset right about now. You know, I would try and pose the question, why do you hate Duke so much? How do you watch Duke? How do you watch Zion? And how can you generate that kind of animus? But then again, if you hate Duke, you've probably hated Duke for a long, long time. That's never going to change. I can't talk you off that point. Gut-wrenching scene in the UCF locker room after that game with Johnny Dawkins, and almost every one of his kids were crying. You know, when you call college players kids, they're not kids per se, but you hear coaches talk about, quote, their kids. And when you see guys like that, that busted up. Man, that was really gut-wrenching, really, really sad. I mean, they put it all out there. Rob Gronkowski retires. And I'm not one to tell a guy when to retire or when not to retire. I think he's doing the right thing. For a guy like that to walk away while he could still walk and have the kind of career he had, I think the best tight end ever. Only because I think he revolutionized the position. I've never seen a guy catch and block the way he does. And yards after the catch the way he does. And smart, man, so smart. That's not something you always hear about a guy like Gronk or that guy in particular. Really smart, really well prepared. I love his approach. I love his grit. I love his toughness. Incredible hands and a masher. Love Gronk. Going to miss Gronk. But I've got a feeling that he won't go too far. Gronk's going to be around. So, like, when you look at Gronk, he's exactly how he appears, and then he's not how he appears. And that brings us to our topic in hour number three, the marathon. Now, if you've been following this show at all for the past few weeks, you know that a couple of members of the Jungle XR4TI went to Dodger Stadium yesterday to run in the LA Marathon. One of them is a seasoned runner and a really good athlete, Keith Arnold. The other is neither, Adam Hawk. And if you didn't know the difference between how these two were approaching the marathon, you just need to head over to Hawk's Twitter feed yesterday for the photo that they snapped together right before the race. Keith Arnold is dressed like a guy who's about to do a run, while Adam Hawk is dressed like a guy who's about to drop acid and head to Burning Man. Tie-dye headband, tie-dye shirt, fanny pack, purple and pink shoes, and the all-important anti-aerodynamic porn stash. Nevertheless, they were both there at the starting line of a 26.2-mile run. Now, Hawk had tweeted out a link to live track his progress before the race. I admit, I tried to download the app. Now, I've got no idea why a guy who didn't train, who really didn't train, he started and then he stopped. Why a guy who did not train for this would want people tracking his 20-minute miles. But that's Hawk for you, right? Listen, I'm just impressed that this guy showed up at all after the entire world begged him to take a knee. I tried to buy him out of the race, begged him to take a knee, begged him to stay in bed. At some point around 6:55 a.m., though, local time, the gun goes off and the 10th biggest marathon in the world begins. Right around 2 hours and 20 minutes after that fact, Keith Arnold crosses the 25K checkpoint, running about a 9-minute mile pace. He's on track to finish the marathon in under 4 hours. Some 6 miles behind him is Hawk, crossing the 15K checkpoint, running 12.5-minute miles. He's on track to finish the marathon in about 5.5 hours. It was at this time that Rick in Buffalo tweeted, "Keith Arnold killing it! Adam Hawk walking it!" And then Jungle Twitter did what Jungle Twitter does. Sometimes Jungle Twitter is amazing. Sometimes it sucks. This is one of the finer moments. Jungle Twitter glosses Adam Hawk. Adam Walk. But then again, you know, I got a good laugh out of that. I can't lie. It made me laugh. It did. But let me ask you this. How are you going to do a guy like that who's running the freaking marathon? Adam Walk. It must be nice living behind those keyboards, killing a dude who's literally doing a marathon while you're banging away on your keyboard. Now, I've got a firsthand account from Alvin DeLauro, who was posted up at mile 16. Alvy says Keith Arnold was absolutely flying. Old Pepperoni Nips cruised by DeLauro, holding his 9-minute mile pace. He would go on to finish the marathon in an extremely respectable 4 hours, 27 minutes. Well done, Chael Jr. You know, all this time, we're like, Hawk, Hawk, Hawk. We're talking about Hawk. Can he do it? Can he do it? All the while, Chael's keeping his head down, his mouth shut, and he goes out and he runs sub 4.5. Meantime, he hits the finish line, and 6 long, painfully excruciating miles away from the finish line is Hawk. And for what it's worth, at this point, he was on a run 7 miles further than he had ever gone in his life. Each step was a new PR. So you clones are absolutely killing this guy. Remember, he stopped training at a half marathon. He had never gone beyond 13.1. And now he's at the 20-mile mark. We're talking uncharted waters. Somewhere around mile 19 in Century City, Drew in West LA goes live on Periscope. And he gets Hawk live on video, absolutely staggering drunk down Santa Monica Boulevard. I mean, it looked like my man had been shot. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, there it is. The walkers are passing Hawk, who's running. Let me repeat that. The walkers are going faster than Hawk, who's running. My man looks like he's been shot. Walkers are passing him, and he's running. So that's like at the 19-mile mark. You see that video and you think there's just no way homeboy's going to finish. There's no way he's going to finish. I'm thinking there's no way he's going to live. And frankly, I thought, Adam, I'm sorry to say it, but I thought that's how that would go. My expectation was right around the 19-mile mark, you would just drop dead. And if not dead, you'd quit. And I would have been all right with it. You didn't really handle your business. You would have gone well beyond your personal record. It would have been fine. Yet there he was. Grinding away. Sure, getting passed by walkers, but grinding away. Mile 24, two to go. Hawk runs up on Jeff in SoCal, who was holding a sign that said, "Hawk, if you die, can I have your job?" At that point, Hawk actually stops and hugs Jeff and poses for a picture before continuing on for the final mile and a half. Somewhere around the final half mile, Hawk goes live on Periscope and tells the clones, "Let's do it together."
Gonna make it. Gonna make it. Gonna make it. Almost there. Let's finish this one together, clones. Let's do it together. Let's do it together. Oh, I said like a mile, like 10 miles ago. Woo! Holy hell, that finish line is so much further away than I thought. Oh.
He's gonna do it, though. He's gonna do it. He's like, oh my God, they said a mile like 10 miles ago. Holy hell, that finish line is so much further. It's all right, Hawk, you just run 25 and a half miles. I get it. He's going to do it. He's going to finish the freaking marathon. I mean, yes, we're 6 hours deep. Yes, Keith Arnold's been home for like 3 hours already. But Hawk's going to finish. He's going to do it. He did do it. And this is how it sounded when he did it.
About to finish a marathon.
Woo! Nice job.
Can I stop running now?
There we go. That's it. You did it.
Oh my God. Oh. Thank you. Thank you. I will end this Periscope when I get my damn medal. And not a moment before. What time is it? It's like late. I told my wife I'd be home at noon. Honestly, why do I not have a medal on my neck right now? What is this? Oh, I see. I see.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Dude, I'm going to wear that to work for a year. I swear to God.
Hawk, that video is incredible. I hope you're watching on CBS Sports Network. This is so good. This video is so good. I don't know what's better. This guy crossing at 1:38 p.m., and saying that he told his wife he'd be home by noon, or the fact that he did it. He finished the marathon. What a moment. Hey, listen. You cannot take that away from the kid, no matter how badly some of you want to. 6 hours, 18 minutes. But you know what? Who cares? Who cares about the time? Way too many of you do. Who cares about the time? It's all about finishing. And he did. He did it. So many of you, myself included, doubted him, and yet here he is, a marathon finisher. And as much as many of you want to, you cannot take that away from the Sparrow. He did it. And because he did, and he got his ass to work the next day on time, I am officially lifting the Sparrow gloss. And I am reinstating his actual made-up last name, Hawk. I am lifting the Sparrow gloss and reinstating his actual made-up last name. He is once again a Hawk. I dub thee Hawk for your gritty and gutty effort yesterday. Hawk. When we come back, let's just let that marinate for a minute. He did it. When we come back, the Q&A. I want to break right now because if you've got a question that you want to add to the list, hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome or email it Rome, R-O-M-E, at Habitake.com. Somehow, someway, this guy stopped training. He had never gone beyond a half marathon, 13-1. Showed up day of, was able to knock it out. He did it. He looks like crap. He can barely walk, but he's got that medal around his neck, and he's no longer the Sparrow. He is once again back to where he started. He's Hawk. The Q&A coming up when we return.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Don't have time to wax your car? New 303 touchless sealant will save you hours. It takes just minutes to apply. You simply spray on and rinse off. It protects up to 2 times longer than traditional waxes. More protection and shine with less effort and time. It is available at O'Reilly Auto Parts. So I spent the top of the hour segment breaking down Adam Hawk's performance in the LA Marathon. We talked about Keith Arnold, who also finished the marathon. And I think Hawk, considering all the heat he took prior to that marathon and the fact that he finished it, deserves a Q&A right now. Adam, put on the cans. No, wait. Better yet, Adam, walk it into the big studio. Yeah, man, I'm asking you to walk it in. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, check them out. Watch. Look at this guy trying to get around. I may need about 5 minutes. Wow, dude, you look horrible. Here he comes. The champ. Adam Hawk.
We did it! We did it!
Look at the slides. With the stupid socks. The stupid striped socks and the slides. Bring it in, dude. You look great. Here he comes. Adam Hawk. And there is the medal. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, check it out. Can we get a... Oh, dude, that is nice.
Thank you.
That is really nice. No wonder you're so proud of that thing.
Yep. Thank you. Remember when David Wise brought his Olympic gold in? This is like that, except better.
Are you ever going to take that thing off?
Yeah, I am, because I got so damn sunburned on everywhere. As you can see, I have the headband tan, and I'm sunburned on my neck. This is actually killing me right now. This hurts as bad as yesterday hurt, but...
Did you sleep with that last night?
I don't remember anything about getting home yesterday. I just kind of ate some pizza, drank some IPA, and blacked the hell out.
Dude, what was that like? Okay, so first of all, I mean, I should do this the right way, but after running a marathon, what was pizza and the IPA like? Oh, how did that taste?
Oh, it's great. The IPA better than the pizza. I don't know why, but my body was in a weird mode where it didn't know what happened. So I thought the pizza would be better than it was, but the hazy IPA from Golden Road was absolutely delicious. It was great. The thing is, I could only have one, and then it just knocked me straight out.
So what time did you go to sleep?
I took a giant nap from like 5 to 7, and then I woke up to go right back to sleep. And my wife was the MVP last night. She took care of the kids all day. She let me hang it up early, which was nice.
What was that sleep like last night?
I was like a rock, and then the alarm went off.
How'd that feel?
Getting out of bed was the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire life. And up until then, the hardest thing I'd ever done was running a marathon. But it was getting out of bed that was way, way harder.
Imagine what an NFL player feels like on Monday after a game, every single Monday.
Exactly. No wonder they hate those Thursday night games.
All right. So how does it feel to be an official marathon finisher?
It feels great. It really does. I would say that no one can prepare you for how hard it's going to be. You hear everything about hitting that wall mile 18. The problem for me is I hit the wall mile 12, and then it was just an absolute grind. I had two different races. I ran my first half just fine. I don't care about the pace. I don't care that all of you guys care about the pace. I just finished a marathon, so screw everyone that's getting on me about my time. But the second half was an absolute grind. I was talking to myself. I was talking to God. I was talking to spectators. I was just like, how the hell am I
gonna get through? Was anybody talking back?
I was talking back to myself. I was calling myself a lot of names, bad words, and just saying like, get through it, do it for your wife, do it for your kids, do it for the jungle, do it for everything. I even went to the David Goggins podcast like at mile 18.
Oh, you did?
Just talking about getting through that stone and with the shovel. And he talked about how when he went out for his first run, when he was like 260 pounds, he wanted to go run 10 miles. He ran a quarter mile and then just turned back and went inside of the couch. So I was like drawing on that for inspiration. I was trying to use anything I could to get through.
Adam, what got you through that? How close did you come to quitting? And really, what got you through something like that?
There's a lot of humanity out there. There are people that are like in wheelchairs, people on crutches doing it. There are kids out there for Students Run Los Angeles. I think what got me through was everyone around me that was also in it. And I've seen Twitter. They're all like, yeah, you were with soccer moms and fat guys there at the end. So I don't care. I was out there and so were they. There's nothing anyone can take away from us. It was a lot of fun. And what got me through was the people that I was finishing the race with. Obviously, it was great to see Jeff in SoCal. He had an awesome sign. And I do want to take this opportunity to call Drew in West LA the narc of all narcs. He narked on you for the diarrhea take back in the day. And then he rolls up on me with a skateboard and live periscopes the thing and didn't even identify himself. Like, I can see someone in the corner of my eye and I look over and I'm like, that dude is just straight up filming me. Why? And I'm like, hey, what's up, dude? And he goes, hey, and doesn't say anything. And then I get home and I see my ass just walking on live video that he posted.
Wow, man.
Yeah. And I was like,
good looking out, Drew.
Yeah, come on, Drew. He's on a skateboard, just having a good old time.
Living the life
while I'm out there dying. Yeah. He did get video of me walking, which that's another thing. There's a stigma that, like, if you walk part of a marathon, you didn't run a marathon, which is Drew was at mile 19 and 20. Dude, I was gassed. I'm sorry. I walked. I picked it up for the last mile and a half. Jeff in SoCal got me through it. He's a 5-time, 6-time finisher, something like that. He gave me a bottle of water, and he said, don't quit. Just keep going.
Did he run?
He didn't run this time. He was just out there, I think, with his girlfriend or his wife.
But he wasn't there to clown you.
No, he was there. He had water for me. He was great. One thing I will tell you is there's so much good, fun food on the track. Like, you get gel, like, it's called goo, and then you get, like, water and Gatorade. And then all of a sudden, like,
Sam Hawk, were you there for the food? Is that why you're doing this?
It was like a trip to Costco. It was just great samples everywhere. There were red vines. There were pretzels. People had hot dogs.
How often?
Every mile and a half. And all of a sudden, I'm, like, eating Skittles and red vines and pretzels and just, like, crushing Gatorade and, like, getting refueled. Because if you didn't have that food or that salt, it wouldn't have gotten you through. Because I was watching people just break down and go nuts. In fact, I read in the Daily News today, the LA Daily News, there were 9 life-threatening injuries yesterday at the marathon. 9 people went to the hospital with life-threatening injuries.
I thought for sure you would have been one of the 9, too.
I did, too. And
what's that like? So when you're like, you have no idea how you're going to get through it, and you see people going down, mm-hmm. or freaking out, like, what's going through your mind?
It's just weird, because I bet that those people didn't plan on that, and then it just hit them suddenly out of nowhere. Their body just shuts down. So there was a bit of fear in me, like, any second my body could shut down. And when I was on, I want to say, like, mile 22 was the worst. That was when I was like, I just want to die. Your hips, your calves, your quads, everything is screaming at you. And walking hurts as bad as running does. That's another thing. People are like, oh, yeah, you walked? Yeah, after running for 20 miles, and, like, even the walking hurts after that. Go run 20 miles.
Dude,
and then walk.
You man the hell up by not crawling.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you didn't crawl.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe you should have.
I'm glad that it's over. I'm glad that I did it. There were so many more supportive people than haters, and I do want to take the time to thank them, because I got, like, 9 out of 10 tweets were just awesome tweets from people that I just want to thank, because it was a lot of fun, and it was great, and I felt like I was running with the whole jungle. It was cool.
Yeah, well, why don't you go ahead and address the other 10% that had nothing but hate for you. Now, considering all the heat you took and the heat you were still taking, the fact that you have that, they don't give those things away. You have to earn that. You finished the marathon. You are a marathon finisher. You have that. What do you finally have to say to those people who are banging away on the keyboards, talking crap?
Just go do it and then show me your time. And the first thing I'll tell you is I don't care about your time. I just care that you went and did it and that you finished, because it's an amazing accomplishment. It's a very scary thing to do the first time. You are faced with this daunting task of going 26.2 miles. If you do it, the last thing I'm going to ask you is your time. Asking a first-timer what their time is like asking someone what their weight is or how much money they make. Who cares, dude? You finished. That's great. And then, like, I got this CrossFit coach who's like, tweeted me and said, quote, no victory dance for walking at a running event. And it's like, this guy's a coach. I mean, granted, he's a CrossFit coach, which means he went online and signed up for a certification that they just gave him for free with no background check. But he's in charge of, like, motivating people, and he's
you
out
make
here
sound like he's a sexual offender, well, or predator or something.
Not far off. He's out here crushing people for doing marathons, and he's in charge of helping people reach their fitness goals. Like, what a cool CrossFit coach that guy is. Awesome tweet, dude.
Yeah, but dude, he can execute unbelievable burpees, though.
Yeah, and those jerk pull-ups, and good for him. You know, I hope his workout of the day is fantastic today. I wish him nothing but the best.
Okay, so in terms of coaches, though, was there not somebody, a guru, that was helping you prior to the event? Is this somebody you want to name drop? Wasn't there somebody involved?
Eric Gillison. He called in last week and said, hey, man, I know we're late in the process, but I got a lot of great advice for you. And Eric has been huge for me. This is the power of the jungle. Trapper talks about it all the time. The networking that takes place in the jungle is fantastic. I hooked up with Eric. Eric gave me some great advice. He definitely helped me get through the run. Between Eric and my older brother, Greg, that was all the motivation I needed. And then Keith, you know, we didn't train together, but we kept each other accountable. And Keith killed it. So shout out to Keith for his run.
I got another great one for you. So this text just popped in. I'm going to read this to you.
Sure.
This text just came in on my phone. Dude! With 3 exclamation points. Dude, happened to be listening on a treadmill, knocking out 30 miles, preparing to go after the 24-hour speed golf world record next month. Wasn't really feeling it today and was thinking of shutting it down at 20, but the Hawks 6-hour and 18-minute marathon story just motivated me to charge the bleep on. War to the mother bleeping Hawk. Eric bleeping Burns.
Burnsy. Wow. What up, Burnsy?
My boy, Eric Burns. Let me tell you something about Eric Burns.
That's
amazing. One of the toughest, baddest mother bleepers who ever lived. He's like, I wasn't. Clones. Eric freaking Burns was not feeling it, but was motivated by Hawk's 6 hour and 18 marathon story. And now he's going to finish his workout. Hawk, Eric Burns
That's unbelievable.
Is jocking you.
I love that. I love Burnsy. What a great guy.
Oh,
amazing
dude,
podcast.
We love Eric
guest.
Burns.
When he does his big races, he crosses with the Tillman jersey, which is awesome. That's great. And that's cool that he's listening, and I'm glad
Eric
that he's getting something out
Burns
of this.
Burns is listening yeah. and hyping you. And it's dude, awesome. You're motivating a super triathlete. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
That's cool.
Talk and your bleep, clones.
You know what's great about that is he's a guy that understands how hard it is. Yes, he can do what I just did in half the time, probably even better. But he knows what it's like to go out there and how hard it is. And you see people from all walks of life. And yeah, I was getting crushed by like 85-year-olds and soccer moms. But who cares, man? I'm
yeah,
just happy
and Eric Burns is tipping his hat. All right?
That's great.
EB,
shout out to
my
Burns
man. My man, Eric Burns. Good looking out, Eric. Love it.
Love it.
Good luck with yours. That is so great. I
yeah,
love that.
That's awesome.
I love that. The ATP. Don't go anywhere, Hawk. You're still part of this thing. The ATP is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You want to get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. That pumps me up. I am so hyped that Eric Burns sent that text. All right, so the ATP. Jim, now that Hawk has completed a marathon, does he have any more athletic achievements on his bucket list? Or is his next goal to break the mythical six-hour mark next time? John in Iowa. So when that thing was over, are you thinking, man, I'm never doing that again? Or are you thinking, you know, I think I might be able to do that again?
Yeah, it's funny. While I was out there, I was thinking I will never, ever, ever do this again. And then this morning I was like, I can't wait to try that again because I really do believe I could shave an hour off the time. Knowing what I'm getting into, knowing how much more I need to train for it, knowing the course, knowing when to dial it up and dial it back. I went in really underprepared, which is my fault. I will take complete accountability for that. But I really do think that I could shave an hour off if I were to try it again. And I do want to try it again because I'm not particularly proud of that time. But then again, I'm just proud that I finished. I think the first time is about finishing. The second time is about your time. So,
all right. So what's that? I mean, do you run the LA Marathon again or are you going to take a shot at one of the others?
I think I'll do the LA Marathon again just because I'll know what's coming up and everything. And the LA Marathon's a party. I mean, people are out there handing out mimosas and beer to some of the runners, which is really cool.
For real.
There was some old Milwaukee at mile 20 and I would have hit it, but I was like, I don't want my first sip of beer to come before I finish. I was like, I got to save that for after. So I waited, but Keith knows what I'm talking about. You know, you saw the lady with mimosas and beer. It was cool. And then there were Skittles out there. I was crushing Skittles. It was a good time. So yes, I do want to do the LA Marathon again. It was a party. It was a lot of fun.
All right. So here are a few other hits before we go to break. At Hitman Canadian tweets, how much did the Uber from mile 5 to mile 23 cost?
None, because I didn't get in one. But I wanted to get in one from mile 18 to mile 24, absolutely, and I would have paid whatever the cost was.
Nick in Westchester tweets, Hawk look fluid and athletic while running. Son Gronk on his bionic knee and ankle.
I mean, that's fair. There's video to show that I was staggering, and a lot of people are wondering why I didn't wear my running outfit in today. That was my choice. I lived and died in that outfit. I don't ever want to put that
outfit
on.
What did you do with
again.
That thing?
It's somewhere. It's not laundered. I'm not going to wear that in. I will probably torch the clothes because I don't want to look at them ever again.
Beaks in Studio City tweets, the best thing about Hawk finishing that marathon is that he was dressed as Nooch on a Friday night.
Big Daddy Beaks, my favorite gloss ever. I dedicated part of my run to Big Daddy Beaks yesterday.
Liz in Falls City tweets, still trying to figure out my favorite part of Hawk's marathon. Drew in West LA, skateboarding alongside Hawk while periscoping, or Jeff in SoCal waiting for Adam at the finish.
Let it be Jeff. Jeff was way more inspirational and fun than Drew, who didn't identify himself and ratted me out. And shout out to Alvin Delora, who tweeted or texted me after and said, congratulations on your achievement, Adam. I would have stayed and waited, but I had to leave at 1 p.m. It was the most backhanded compliment I've ever had in my life. The guy had to leave before I passed him.
Hey, listen, at least he told you he was going to be there. You didn't find out till right before the race that he was going. We've been talking about this thing for weeks. And Alvy, not once does he volunteer like, oh, dude, by the way, I'm going to be there.
Yeah. You know, it's true. Like I had
at least he told you.
I know. I wanted to see my friend Ben Farber on the track, and I wanted to see Alvin Delora, and they both left before I got there. It was horrible.
That's because you were not running fast enough.
That's true.
Alvy says I have to go really quickly. Last one, Gage Peak. At what mile point did you think you were dying, Pigeon?
That would be mile 18. I thought I was dying, and I didn't think I was alive again until I saw Jeff in SoCal at mile 25.
Let me reiterate. All you idiots were killing this guy. Eric Burns not only is giving him respect, but Burns, he said, he didn't want to finish a workout, but was so motivated by Adam Hawk's story that he is going to crush the rest of his workout. And that's Eric freaking Burns. Adam, sincerely, truly, I'm proud of you.
Thank
Great
you.
Job.
Thank you.
You did it.
Thank you
so
much.
You are no longer the sparrow. You are back to being able to utilize your other fake name, Hawk. You're once again a Hawk.
By the way, the highlight of my weekend was having dinner with a celebrity Friday night over the marathon. Just got to throw that out there.
Come on, Sparrow. Stop it, Sparrow. Get out of here, man. Start right now or you're not going to make it back before the end of the commercial break. Time now for a sports update. He did it. You cannot take that away from him. I agree with Adam Hawk. I don't care what his time was. He did it. Look at him right now. Look how banged up he is. Almost hit his head again on the camera. Gimping his way back to the other side of the glass. Getting love and respect from Eric Burns. Time now. Can't believe I still not gotten to Bob Kraft's non-apology. I'm trying to. But now there's all this reaction to Adam Hawk's marathon. Drew in West LA is catching some. And rightfully so. And Mike D for three tweets. So, Drew in West LA is a grown man on a skateboard scoping another grown man running without IDing himself. Not creepy at all. Mike D from three. He's got a point, Drew. I mentioned that Adam Hawk had a guru prior to the race. Somebody who had been listening to the lead up and found Hawk and wanted to help Hawk. And he's a prominent figure in the running community. Eric Gilsonen is his name. He's in Napa. He's actually on the call-in line right now. Eric, good to have you. What's up? How are you?
Jim, great. Thanks. I've been listening a long time. Can't believe I'm on with you. Thank you so much.
Hey, listen, it's great to have you on. So let me ask you, Hawk had told me prior to the race that you found him and you said, listen, Hawk, I can get you through this thing. I can get you through it. You just have to do what I tell you. So what's your reaction first to him finishing the race? And to you, does the time matter?
No, the time doesn't matter. Less than 1% of the world's population since Adam and Eve have ever walked or run 26.2 consecutive miles. So he's in rare, you know, population like Burns and myself, thank God. And, you know, hey, he did more for running than most top Americans did. People are talking about the LA Marathon because Adam Hawk did the marathon yesterday. So, you know, that's great. People are going to run or maybe jog a little like Burns. He was working out this morning, but that's no joke. You know, that's no surprise. But here, people are going to maybe do a little extra. Maybe they're going to work out today. Maybe the next time they go to their doctor, their heart's going to be stronger and their blood work's going to be better. That's tremendous.
Eric Gilsonen joining us for a few moments. So, Eric, when you first heard that, what were your thoughts? I mean, were you thinking, I know the show, I know Hawk, I can help him. What motivated you to call and share your expertise?
Well, he told me over the, you know, time what his training was like, and I knew from listening. And I just knew from that point on, within a week before the marathon, the hay's in the barn physically. But mentally, from the neck up, and nutritionally, what could I help him with? So to have a plan, A, B, C, and Z, always knowing you're going to go for A and hopefully not go to Z, if you have a plan, you can do it. So I just went over that with him, talked about salt, sodium, Gatorade, energy gels, mile to mile, 5Ks, breaking it down to 8.5, 5Ks. And I gave him a little inspiration, talking about Eric Burns, myself, racing with the Team Tillman Foundation, and never forget about Pat. Thank you for what you've always done to support Pat and the troops. But, yeah, you know, I just gave him a little something from the neck up because the hay was in the barn. I'll get to him next month. We'll give him a month to rest, and we'll get him ready. And 3 weeks from today is Boston, and maybe he'll join me in 2020. I announced that, run it myself with David Gilbrey. So you can't keep it unless you give it away.
Nice job, Eric. Listen, I appreciate you very much. Thanks for doing that. Thanks
My
for
pleasure,
helping out.
Jim.
Nice
Thank
to have you.
You.
Eric Gilsonen. On top of that, Burnsy hit me one more time. I thank Burnsy. When I was talking to Adam Hawk, I said, Burnsy, I returned his F-bomb, but said, thank you very much, man. I really appreciate you. He's so great. Listen to what Eric Burns said. This is another great compliment to you, Hawk. He wrote, Hawk went, and he went all caps, Hawk went deep into the pain cave. Type of pain that lets you know you are bleeping alive. All caps. Tell that dude to keep charging and reach out if he needs any guidance for the next adventure. Y'all are killing Hawk, and Eric Burns is reaching out saying, you tell Hawk I got his back and he knows where to find me. And he's hyping him for reaching deep into the pain cave. How many of you keyboard warriors who are killing Hawk have reached deep into the pain cave and got that kind of respect? 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to, I bet this guy understands what it's like to reach deep into the pain cave. I know I reached deep into the pain cave when he gave me a fist bump at Buffalo Wild Wings. Fabian in Los Angeles. Hey, Fabian, what's up?
Romy, it was funny. Yeah, good morning and the whole deal, right? Hey, yeah, it was funny when I seen Adam Hawk. Hey, homie, you gotta. Hey, I knew he was gonna do it, bro. On Friday, I went 100% on that ass, bro. And you know, I got that one right, homie. Hey, big time prof. Hey, is that like honestly? I understand because I really don't exercise anymore, right? You know, but when you do, like all of a sudden, you know, you go play, whatever, a little baseball game with the family, whatever, right? And then the next day, right? Like, oh man, the aches, right? And right now, it's like when Adam was walking towards you, man, I was like, man, is he imitating Phil Jackson? Or, I mean, is he trying to be funny or what, you know? Because he's like an old-ass dude. And Adam is a young individual, you know? But, yeah, 26 miles is a grip of time. Hey, dude, I just wanted to call in to give it. Oh, yeah, dude. Okay, so now that I know that someone else was recording Adam, dude, it was funny because it was like, he was just, Adam was being honest. He's like, whatever he said, like, 1 mile, 10 miles, whatever. That was funny because it's like, he was just being honest, but it sounded like he was trying to be funny because it was making me laugh. At least I was laughing. And the thing about his wife, too, you know, that, oh, I told her I was going to be home by noon, blah, blah, the whole damn thing. Anyways, got to go because I've been alive 17,897 days, dude. And I'm supposed to celebrate. That's why I didn't go to work. That's why I'm going to hang up and keep drinking. And with you guys. Hey, Adam. You made all of us proud, dude. The ones that believe in you, bro. Bam.
Bam, Fabian. I can't run you on your birthday, but I got to end that call. All right. Okay. So Fabian's been alive 17,000. How many days? Neep. 1-800-636-8686. We're running out of time. Adam Hawk. And then there's Keith. Let's not lose track of the fact Keith Arnold finished that marathon, too. He's moving around a lot better than Adam Hawk. No, Hawk wasn't imitating Phil Jackson. He's in that much pain. But he did it. He did it. Burnsy gave him credit. Eric Gilson gave him credit. I gave him credit. 90% of you clones gave him credit. And Drew in West LA got alongside of him on a skateboard and rolled tape on him without IDing himself. And then mocked him on Twitter. Come on, Drew. Hey, Drew, one thing for you to resurrect some diarrhea take of mine. But another to do Hawk like that. Now we're done. My thanks to Mark Few, head coach of Gonzaga. Lottery Shamit, LA Clippers guard. Matt Norlander. And we're back at it again tomorrow. Thank you very much for listening. Have an amazing day. See you then. We're out.